Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Elizabeth Peake, my colleague. She writes a column for The Hill, writes a column for Fox News, and she has a column this day commenting on what we're about to witness, which is the beginning of a struggle between the major parties and major candidates over a decision by a local DA in Manhattan to indict a former president of the United States for a state law that has expired, but a federal law attached to it. I don't explain too much because I can get lost, and my concern is not the legal detail, it's the precedent and what this means for the future for those of us who concern ourselves with the Republic. Liz, my conversation with my colleague Conrad Black, the historian of American history, last days, emphasized that this is unprecedented for a prosecutor to indict a president, former president, while he's running for president. It is an added twist because it establishes a precedent that can be used by either party in future as an electioneering gambit. You're about to go against a man who's or woman who's polling very well, and therefore you find something, anything, to bring to the attention of a local attorney, attorney general or a local DA, and you indict. And that becomes American politics. I think we've probably already passed that line, but I wonder your measure of these events of these days. Are we in danger of establishing a new tool for electioneering?
Well, let's hope not. But clearly there's been a lot of talk by pretty angry people, particularly on the right, that this indictment of Donald Trump is a political maneuver. It's not anything to do with our justice system. It's a perversion of our justice system because this DA ran on getting Trump, and this is his accomplishment, that he kind of went in search of a crime for the person, not the other way around. And I think, you know, I think it's pretty reprehensible. I think it's very bad for the country. I think it's pretty bad for Democrats because now Donald Trump, who plays victim better than any other political figure on the on the horizon, has legitimately complained about being the subject of innumerable what he would call persecutions, the Russia hoax, the indictments twice, and I think he is right. I mean, I think they have hounded him mercilessly on numerous fronts. And I think this one now is so preposterous. The charges are so fragile that even the New York Times, the Washington Post have raised questions about them. And obviously they're not in Trump's corner. I think what also is kind of stupid is it threatens the legitimacy of other probes that are now underway
We have 30 seconds, Liz. Go ahead.
Okay, into Trump's documents handling, his activities to get votes out of Georgia, et cetera. So I think the Democrats have overplayed their hand here. I think this is bad for the country. I think it could turn out to be bad for Democrats. So we'll see.
Elizabeth Peake for The Hill, a columnist for Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.